Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where myself and a co-host, we either listen to your show. If you want to cut in line, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com and click on the Fiverr button. Or today, we're picking a random podcast to listen to. And how we do that is I ask my co-host to pick a couple random numbers. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 7.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 244.
And while I go dig that out, why don't you take just a second to listen to this little reminder.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And number 7 led us to the health category. Show number 244 is the Nature's Premier Podcast. It's a brand new one. We're going to be listening to episode number 4 today. Here's their description in iTunes. Sustainable and parenting and eco-living. We've all heard about it and want to live by it the best way we can, but let's be real. Parenting in itself is a full-time job. Where does one even start to learn about natural ways to parent and sustainable lifestyles? Start here. Nature's Premier has been New York's premier diaper service since 2009 and now is extending their expert knowledge of all things eco and parenting into easily digestible 30-minute weekly episodes. Join founder Brooke Nichols for conversations about naturally parenting, sustainable lifestyle choices, humanitarian topics, and so much more. We'll be featuring guests in each of these areas and beyond to give you another expert take on many of the topics we will be covering. As a parent looking to reduce the eco footprint or learn more about natural parenting, you need strong insights from an expert in the field and easy to consume knowledge with no judgments. Introducing the Nature's Premier Podcast, core topics including natural parenting, sustainable living, humanitarian topics, healthy, and they actually ran out of room. Yeah, let's get to the point. Oh, healthy lifestyles, eco-friendly topics, conversation, zero waste, and so much more. So this will be interesting because it's put on by a company to see if this is a giant commercial or not. And it's interesting. I'm intrigued by the title to hear exactly what we're getting into. Yeah, the episode says Nature Premieres episode number 4. You don't need to put that at the beginning. Interview with Laura Sackler Tancredi, founder of, and then we run out of room. So even in the podcast app, it'll probably cut out Nature's Premier episode 4 because you don't need that. It says the Nature Premier podcast at the top. So you're wasting a lot of valuable real estate there. Here we go.
You are listening to the Nature's Premier podcast, episode 4.
Not great audio. Not horrible. Oh, yeah.
Here on the Nature's Premier podcast, we talk about everything from bees to babies and sustainable living. Join us while we talk about natural parenting and different ways to live a more sustainable lifestyle for ourselves and our future generations to come. Now let's begin. Welcome back to the Nature's Premier podcast. I am your host, Brooke Nichols, and I am so excited to be here with you all today. On today's episode, we are going to be chatting with Laura Tancredi, owner of Sprout Natural Parenting, located in Greenport, Long Island. Laura is a busy, traveling mother of 3 children that recently opened Sprout Natural Parenting after running a successful natural parenting store in Vermont.
Now, this is not horrible audio quality, but I'd bet the farm, she's got a Blue Yeti and she's about a foot and a half away from it. There's just a little bit of a room ring here. And again, I'm listening through the ears of a podcaster. You're probably tired of hearing me say that. It's not bad audio quality, but it could be better. She moved a little closer, I think, but I'd almost bet that she's got a Blue Yeti because they're famous for this kind of sound.
Laura is a native New Yorker, environmental and health advocate, and also an avid reader and runner. She is also the founder of a nonprofit organization called Global Children Cambodia, which seeks to help empower youth from underserved communities and orphanages in Cambodia through education, the arts, and character development. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you so much, Brooke, for having me. I'm very excited to be here today.
Yes, and we are excited to have you guys. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got started, in natural parenting community and why you decided to open up Sprout Natural Parenting?
Sure. I think that the opening of Sprout was really a reflection of my own intuitive parenting. I have three children, ages 15, 11, and 7. And I think my entire life, I've always been an environmental advocate, very holistically oriented, and definitely involved in sort of the social services world. And when I was pregnant with my first, it was a natural endeavor for me to, you know, look at natural remedies and explore the option of home birth and various things like that. And that's what ended up happening. I had a midwife. Two of my three children were born at home. And it was just an extension of how I've always lived. And so once my second child, Madeline, was born, you know, I realized that out in the communities that there was this underground interest in philosophy and sort of the natural parenting world, which I think can be very intuitive, but very counter to our current culture. And the opening of Sprout was an exciting endeavor because I thought, wow, can we bring this philosophy together into a retail and community space to allow parents to have access to?
I'm going to be interested to see what her next question is now that this one's wrapping up.
Was really not mainstream and really difficult to find. So the store itself evolved out of, you know, my philosophies and my interest in natural parenting.
Okay, very interesting. So would you say it's a store, but is it also almost like a resource center? Like, do you educate new families about natural parenting?
It really is. I mean, I have to say that as a small business owner, I think probably anybody who can relate to this who's done it, is you don't generally open up a small business for a strong financial endeavor, right? Usually yes. It has to come from some passion.
I'm going to go one more question here.
Reason for doing it. So for me, it was important not just to have a community center. I think that there's a lot of community centers available in different areas, and they tend to focus on one thing specifically, and they do it really well. But sort of the pre-Amazon day, honestly, there wasn't a lot of information out there, and there wasn't a comprehensive place to go to where you could really engage in and learn about a variety of products. And so what we are is we are a retail store, but we're a very strong resource center and community place where parents can come, learn about products that are available, begin to do research into topics like, you know, breastfeeding. What is a doula? Should I consider not circumcising?
What are we supposed to be learning
really
about?
Looking into different areas that are sort of anti-mainstream. So we're huge advocates of being a community resource center. And really, honestly, that's the super exciting part about the things that we do is sharing
natural ways to parent and sustainable lifestyles.
And families get involved in what this means.
Yeah, no, that's great. And it's interesting that you said the pre-Amazon era, because even though, you know, information's at our fingertips, people still want to go somewhere and see tangible products, speak with someone, you know, have that sense of community. And I know here in Long Island, like, we really needed something like that. So that's why when we heard you guys were opening up, we were really excited because, you know, you can only do so much online. I mean, having like a sense of community, meeting other families that are embarking on this, you know, new parenting journey together. It's really great for the community, especially. So you said that it's more like a resource center and you're also a shop. Do you have any classes or anything like that you can tell us about?
Okay, so first things first, for episode number 4, this is not a bad show. And from what I understand, it's hard to tell because the title doesn't let me see. Apparently, this Laura woman is the founder of this place that we're hearing about now, which kind of sounds like a commercial for that place. But I guess if this place is a great resource for people that are into this topic, then okay, I understand why she's having it on the show. My initial reaction was she did that kind of like, why did you get into this? Tell us a little bit about your store. I would have taken that answer, cut it out, and used that for the intro where she was reading this woman's bio. It's like, no, she's the founder of whatever the store is, yada, yada, yada. They've done this. They're a resource. They also have classes, yada, yada. And then maybe start talking about the actual thing about natural ways to parent and sustainable lifestyles. Because at this point, she's just talking about the business. Well, maybe take some of these first questions and you can boil them down and use that for your bio. And then get to your topic as opposed to let's just talk about your business. Now, again, maybe that's the gist of this particular episode. I am not the target audience. In fact, I'm hearing Eric Cartman go, it's a bunch of hippies. So I'm not the target audience for this by any means. I'm not a parent, and I'm not that I'm anti-planet, but I'm not. I mean, I recycle my stuff. That's about as far as I go. And so, and I know I should do more, yada, yada, yada. So Brooke is on the right track. Like I say, maybe a little upgrade in the audio quality, but it wasn't distracting. It was just something I was like, that could be better. And for episode number 4, I would say great. And the other thing is that I think about this is another kind of hyper niche kind of, it's parenting, and it's parenting in a way to keep the planet safe. So you've kind of taken two topics, and it's not just another parenting show. It's parenting with this eco side to it. And to that, I kind of go, that's kind of cool, because you're either going to really find people that go, oh, finally, or you're going to have people that are go, this is a bunch of hippies, and they're not going to tune out, which is good. I know it sounds weird, but yeah, you're going to get that super loyal audience then. So if you would like to have your show featured on the Podcast Rodeo Show, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button there on the right-hand side. Otherwise, we'll be picking another random show on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want a full review of your podcast, I do another show called the Podcast Review Show. I do it with my buddy Eric K. Johnson, who is a 30-year radio veteran. And this is just first impressions. We listen to your show multiple times, tell you what you're doing right. Maybe there's some things you could be tweaking. We talk about your website. I dig into your audio. That is a full head-to-toe review of your show. Check that out at podcastreviewshow.com. Have a great weekend. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.